Hello, friends. Hello. Guess what? I'm back on Pizza Hut. I am back on Pizza Hut. I finally got my delivery. I'm getting pizzas. Actually, I did have pizza today. Oh my gosh, I did have Pizza Hut today. I did have Pizza Hut today, but that wasn't intended. I just sometimes forget to eat while I'm doing audios. And pizza was what I was craving, okay? I know it's not healthy, but I had some rice and I had some chicken afterwards for dinner. But, P-Hub. I'm back on Pornhub. They did the big wipe back in December of last year, and I got caught up in it, so, like, all my videos were taken down. I eventually did re-upload them to my Skitty Cat website, if you're looking for it, but since Pornhub was where I would post my age play stuff, because age play isn't really permitted on Gone Wild Audio. I don't feel comfortable risking age play and the politics of it on Patreon. And then obviously, I can't do naughty role plays on YouTube. I keep that wholesome, okay? So Pornhub was the only place, and when that disappeared, goodbye, Little Sis. Well, I still did Little Sis, but whenever, like, age came into play, I always felt I was tiptoeing around the story. Kind of hint, hint, nudge, nudge, you're all 18. I felt like I was being censored and I was censoring myself, but fuck it. I'm going back on Pornhub. I did it. I got verified with them, which was kind of scary because I had to give up, like, government ID for that. And I'm sure you guys all know how I'm paranoid about being doxxed, and I try to live a pretty private life through Skitty. But I think it's worth it. I want to create content that could be shared, that could be seen, and I know I could just post stuff on Skitty Cat on my own website, but if I or writers are going to spend hours and days writing up a script, and then hours and days more producing it, editing, and all that, I want people to find my work. And analytics do matter. I hate to admit it, analytics do. And my site gets a pretty good traffic. I think there's... Let me look on Google Analytics for a second. I could see exactly how many of you guys are online. Google Analytics. So right now there's 28 of you guys online. And there's about 5,000 visitors a day. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I do get good traffic, but I think it's, like, you know, people who already know me, and I do want to grow as a creator. So with any new content, I hope it would reach new people, whether it be through Reddit or YouTube or Pornhub. I kind of need the bigger platforms to find new people. Think about it. How did you find me? I doubt you went on skittycat.cc and you probably found me through a larger platform. So I took the jump. I'm back on Pornhub. And I has a video. It's a mommy audio. Today, April is mommy month. I uploaded my soft mommy audio with Pinkun. Pinkun's here with me, my little plush. So all this nice brushy sounds, pat-pat sounds, it's all Peen. Oh, I love him. I miss having, like, a plush I could hug. All my plushies are back at my parents', so he's my good boy. He's my only good boy right now. Although, I'm kind of lying. I did buy a smaller Pinkun, but he's not very squishable. Yes, Skitty is a size queen. Someone has already called me out on that. I like my 12-inch peen more than my 4-inch peen. It's more huggable, okay? Okay, don't judge me. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Soft Mommy Audio on YouTube. It's almost at 100,000 views. I'm so happy. And thank you for all the comments. I love reading them. And I also want to send a bunch of you guys extra hugs. A lot of you deserve more love and hugs. So that script was written by me, and for whatever reason, I do my best writing when I've had a lot of caffeine, and I do feel more comfortable writing safer work stuff than naughty stuff. So we have Enno Zeleno to thank for the naughty mommy audio I just posted today, and that's the one that's on Pornhub. And if you listen to it, I'm sure you'll understand why I didn't post it on Reddit. There's just no way I could sell it as a tag adult audio, because yes, you are 18 plus and I'm 18 plus, but the whole fantasy of this audio is that you're age regressed and you're younger. And that's kind of the whole fantasy of mommy role plays, at least for me. They're not meant to, like, lewd children or endorse pedophilia, but it's just meant to bring you back to comfier times. And especially with Enno scripts, they're just meant to be comforting and nurturing and super sweet and doting. And that's the type of mommy audios that I feel comfortable recording and sharing with you. I'm not even sure how sexual it really sounds. Maybe in, like, the last 10 minutes of this 30-minute audio, it turns really sexy. But I have a feeling that some of you guys will fall asleep to the audio. You could treat it as a sleepy time audio, because it's just so slow and comforting and sweet. It might just lull you to sleep. And if it doesn't, then you could treat it as a challenge and take it as an edging audio, because, man, it's a long audio. 30 minutes. So, I'm glad that's finally out. Holy moly, it's the end of April already, so it's time for me to focus on my Patreon stuff. I always put that stuff to the end. You guys get your public stuff first. So, patrons, you're probably tired of me doing mommy stuff now, maybe. So, orally script is next. I have to do my alludements. I originally thought that this was my last one, which is Lawful Good, and it's going to be a girlfriend experience, but I'm actually still missing two alludements. I think I'm missing lawful... chaotic good, and another one. It might be a neutral. And one of them actually is recorded already. I recorded this, like, well over a month ago and forgot to edit it, but it's only a short clip. I think it might only be 3 or 4 minutes. I have to go look at it. Ripinkun, you're gonna look at it with me? Yes. He's gonna edit with me. I have him around all the time. He's kind of like my buddy. I leave him on the couch when I go to work, and then he's there to greet me when I come home. I love you. So I'm gonna work on the Patreon girlfriend experience audio. Hopefully this weekend. Orly's already written like 90% of the script. I just have a few things I need to fluff out. And then it's recording time and editing time. And I hope I can do it before the end of this month. And then for May, I'm going to do the Fuda werewolf girlfriend who came in second place in our poll. I need to do the Fudas. Skitty's gonna grow a peen. And after Fuda girlfriend, or maybe before, depending on my mood, if I want to do safer work or not safer work first, I think I feel yandere. I might do a yandere audio for YouTube. If you really think about it, all my characters are a little possessive. Like, even with a mommy character, she's like, hug nobody. Hug nobody but me. I just want to keep you all. I can't help it. I'm gonna collect you all. Like Pokemons. I'm gonna be a Pokemon master. A listener master. I will be your master. Yes. Yeah. Alright, I think that's pretty much it for my ramble before I get too sidetracked. I just wanted to talk about mommy, my upcoming plans, and I hope you guys are all doing well, staying safe. Some of us are still quarantined, and fingers crossed, we'll get to see family and people soon. I really miss going to a bar and seeing people. So, I'm really grateful that I have you guys to keep me company in the meantime. Forever, right? Forever. You guys are mine now. for now.